Good morning. Our scripture this morning is Luke 9, verses 18 through 27. Now it happened that as he was praying alone, the disciples were with him. And he asked them, "Who do the crowds say that I am?" And they answered, "John the Baptist, but others say Elijah, and others that one of the prophets of old has risen." Then he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" And Peter answered, "The Christ of God." And he strictly charged and commanded them to tell this to no one, saying, "The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed, and on the third day be raised." And he said to all, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. For what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses or forfeits himself? For whoever is ashamed of me and of my words, of him will the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes in his glory and the glory of the Father and of the holy angels. But I tell you, truly, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the kingdom of God." This is the word of the Lord.
おはようございます。
Good morning.
私の名前は、ヒョンジンと言います。
My name is Jin Hyun.
この教会の牧師の一人として、主に日本語のミニストリーをの働きをしています。
One of the pastors here at Crossway Church, mainly in charge of the Nichigo congregation.
普段は同時進行で、日本語の礼拝を持っていますので、私と面識のない方ももしかしたらおられるかもしれませんが、この教会の牧師となって8年目を迎えています。
And we have the English and Japanese services going on at the same time, so there may be some who are not familiar with me, but I have been a pastor here at this church for 8 years now.
昨年は2度この合同礼拝においてメッセージを語らせていただきました。
And in 2018, I was able to deliver the message here at our joint service twice.
こうして今日も再び御言葉を取り継ぐ機会を与えられ、主と、また長老たちとに感謝しています。
And I'm grateful to the Lord and to the elders again for inviting me over to deliver the message today to share the word of the Lord with you.
次の機会があるかどうかは分かりません。
I'm not certain if I'll be invited back again.
それでは早速、今日の御言葉の内容を見ていきたいと思いますが。
I'd like to get right into looking at today's passage.
そうですね。通訳があるので、深くには時間の関係もあり、深くまではできないのでご了承ください。
Just ask for your understanding. Since we are having to translate the message, we aren't going to be able to look deeply into the passage, but we'll try to do our best.
今読んでいただいたこの箇所においてイエス様はあなた方は私を誰だと言いますかと弟子たちに尋ねられました。
In today's passage we see Jesus asking his disciples, who do you say that I am?
するとペテロが代表して神のキリストだと答えたのです。
And Peter speaks up for all the disciples saying, you are the Christ of God.
キリストとは救い主という、もう皆さんがいつも聞かれている救い主という意味ですが、これまでイエス様の教え、そして力ある技を体験してきた弟子たちは、この時初めてイエス様のことを神のキリストだと告白しました。
And the word Christ means Savior, but this is the first time that the disciples, having been with Jesus, having seen his acts of power and hearing his wise teachings, have confessed that he is the Christ of God.
ちなみにこの記事はマタイとそのマルコにも記されていますが、それぞれに強調点の違いを見ることができます。
And this passage is written similarly in Matthew and Mark, but each of the books has a different point of emphasis.
ただ基本的なことは同じですね。つまり弟子たち、ここではペテロですが、ペテロがイエス様を神のキリストだと告白したということです。
But the point of the passages in all three books is the same, and that is that Peter is confessing that Jesus is the Christ of God.
ここにおられる主にある兄弟姉妹の皆さんもこれと同じ信仰に立っておられると思いますが、あなたにとってイエス様を今日この神のキリストだと告白する理由は何ですか？
And I believe that my brothers and sisters in the Lord here today are standing on the same faith as the disciples back then. But what is your reason for confessing that Jesus Christ is the Christ of God?
それはイエス様がこの知恵に満ちた素晴らしい教えをなし、悪霊を追い出したり病を癒すことができるその力をお持ちだからでしょうか。
Is it because you know that the Lord has the power to drive out evil spirits, to heal sickness, to perform miracles, and to deliver wise teachings?
ご自分に対してそのような信仰へ、信仰告白へと導かれた弟子たちにイエス様はこのようにおっしゃいました。
And we see in the passage that after the disciples confessed their faith in Jesus, that he continues speaking to them in this way.
21節、22節のところですね。するとイエスはこのことを誰にも話さないようにと彼らを戒めて命じられた。そして言われた。人の子は必ず多くの苦しみを受け、長老祭司長、立法学者たちに捨てられ、殺され、そして3日目によみがえらねばならないのですと。
This is from verse 21 and 22. And he strictly charged and commanded them to tell this to no one, saying, The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and on the third day be raised.
このように語られた主は、その通りにこの後十字架の苦難の道を歩まれたことを私たちは知っていますね。
And we know that just as he told his disciples, the Lord went through all these things. He suffered, he died on the cross.And had to go through the suffering on the path that was laid before him.
つまりイエス様は苦しみを受けられ、指導者たちに捨てられ、十字架にかけられて、殺され、そして三日目によみがえられました。
So he was beaten, he was rejected by the leaders and the scribes. He was put on the cross to die, and he rose again in three days.
ですから私たちはそのことを知っていますので、主がこのように語られても違和感を持つ人はもしかしたら少ないかもしれない。
So since we all know what has happened, hearing Jesus prophesy about his death, about what he's going to go through, doesn't seem strange to us.
でも弟子たちはどうだったでしょうか。
But what about for the disciples?
今日のすぐ前のところでは、5つのパンと2匹の魚で、主が5000人以上の人々を食べさせられたという記事が記されています。
In the passages right before today's section, we see that the disciples see Jesus feeding 5,000 people with just five loaves and two fish.
そしてマタイでは、7つのパンと少しの魚の奇跡、そしてマルコでは目の見えない人の目を主が開かれるという奇跡が記されています。
Matthew writes about the miracle of feeding of 4,000 with the seven bread and some number of fish, and Mark writes about Jesus healing a person who was blind.
皆さんそのようなことできますか？
Can you do any of these things?
そのようなことを経験したこの弟子たちがここで主が語られたこのキリストの受難と死、そして復活を理解できたと思いますか。
So do you think the disciples, after having seen Jesus perform these acts of great power, these miracles, would have been able to comprehend what he was saying to them about his suffering and his death?
彼らにはそれが理解できなかった。
In fact, they were not able to understand.
そのことを心に留めつつ、イエス様はそのように示された後、その直後であったか少し時間が経っていたかは分かりませんが、弟子たちを群衆と一緒に呼び寄せてこうおっしゃいました。
So keep that in mind, but continuing on, after Jesus commands the disciples in this way to be quiet and prophesies about his death, he gathers them. Perhaps there's been a little bit of time between these things happening, but he gathers them along with a crowd and says to them in this way in verse 23.
23節ですね。誰でも私についてきたいと思うなら自分を捨て日々自分の十字架を負いそして私についてきなさい。
And he said to all, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
もしあなたが弟子の一人であったなら、この主の言葉を聞いて、イエス様についていきたいと思ったと思いますか?
If you were one of the disciples or a member of the crowd listening to Jesus' words, you heard him say this, would you have wanted to follow after him?
まあ、すでに彼らはある意味ではついていったわけですが、皆さんがもし弟子たちだったら、この言葉を聞いてついていったと思いますか?
No, but these disciples, they had already made a decision to follow after Jesus in some way. But then hearing these words again anew, would that have renewed their conviction to stay with him?
今日あなたは自分を捨て、日々自分の十字架を追い、そしてイエス様についていっておられるでしょうか?
And you hearing these words today, what does that make you feel? Are you living each day, taking up your cross and following after the Lord?
イエス様についていくことで、まあ、全てが自分の願った通りになるというのであれば、まあ、ある意味イエス様は何でも祈りなさい、私の何よって祈りなさいとおっしゃっていますが、でもそういう意味ではなくて、もう自分の願い通りになるというのなら、ついていきたいという人は多くいると思うんですね。
Now, if by following the Lord, all your desires, all your wants would have been fulfilled, which the Lord does say to pray and deliver your requests before him, whatever it may be, but not just asking for, but if following the Lord meant that all your desires were going to be fulfilled in this world, I think many people would easily follow the teachings of someone like that.
でもイエス様はそのような招き方はされませんでした。
But Jesus didn't invite us to follow him in that way.
むしろご自分についていくには自分を捨て、日々自分の十字架を負うことが必要であると主はおっしゃいました。
Instead, he says that if you want to follow me, then what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to take up your cross and deny yourself.
言い方を変えるならば、これは自分を捨て、自分、十字架を負うことなしにはイエス様についていくことはできないということですね。
So again, this means that if you don't deny yourself, if you don't take up your cross, then you cannot follow Jesus.
でいかがでしょうか。今日あなたはご自分をイエス様についていくもの、キリストにつくクリスチャンだとおっしゃいますか。
So let me ask you again, this morning, do you confess that you are a Christian, that you are someone who follows Jesus Christ?
もしそうであるならば、あなたは自分を捨てて日々自分の十字架を負い、そして主に従っておられますか。
If that's the case, then are you denying yourself? Are you taking up your cross daily and walking after the Lord?
これは私が言ってるんではないです。イエス様がおっしゃってます。
This is I'm not delivering this command. This is coming from Jesus Christ. This is coming from God.
自分を捨てる、または自分の十字架を負うとはどういうことでしょう?
But then, what does it mean to deny yourself? What does it mean to take up your cross?
自分を捨てるとは、もはやあなた自身、自分自身ではなくなること、つまり誰か他の人のようになるということでしょうか。
Does denying yourself mean to stop being what makes you you? Does it mean to become somebody else?
自分の十字架とは何ですか。
What is your cross?
その人生において神様からこう任せられた何か責任や重荷といったものでしょうか。
Is it some burden or responsibility that God has placed on you?
ある牧師は十字架を負うとは神の御心に従順に歩むことと言っていましたが、皆さんあなたはこの主の言葉をどのように受け止めておられるでしょうか。
One pastor I know has said that taking up your cross means to be obedient to the heart of God. But how do you interpret this passage? How do you interpret the words of Jesus Christ?
学生の時このクロスウェイ教会を通して私は救われましたが、そして1年半後ですね、救いに預かって1年半後にほとんどもう何も知らない状態で日本の神学校に入った私には、主に従いたいという思いはあっても、このところの意味がよく理解できず随分と悩みました。
I came to Crossway Church when I was still a student here in the U.S., and I was led to salvation here. And about a year and a half after that, while I was still an infant in terms of my faith, I made the decision to be obedient to the Lord and to enter into seminary. And I wanted to be obedient in making this choice, but this passage in particular was really difficult for me to understand, and I had to struggle with it.
まあ、よく神学校では自分を捨てなさいということがこの御言葉から語られていましたけれども、というのもその悩みを覚えたというか苦しんだ理由は、自分を捨てようとすればするほど捨てられない自分がいるのに気づかされたからですね。
And there are many lessons delivered at seminary that we're talking about denying yourself, about taking up your cross. But I had to struggle with it because the more I tried to deny myself,the more I found that it was something I couldn't do.
むしろ自分のうちで、自分を捨てようとすると自分自身が大きくなる、もっと自分にフォーカスされて自分が大きくなるのを何度も体験しました。
In fact, the harder I would try to deny myself, I saw that I was actually making myself bigger, that I was placing the focus on myself more and more.
また自分の十字架は何かと考えるんですが、まあ、それはよく分からなかったんですね。
And I would try to think about what my cross was, but it was difficult for me to understand or to try to figure out what that was.
でもそのようにして主の言葉と取り組む中で、主はその続きの節からヒントを与えてくださいました。
But as I struggled with this, as I thought on this, as I read the Lord's word to try to understand what His will was, God gave me a hint from one of the following passages.
24節のところを見てください。
Please take a look at verse 24.
自分の命を救おうと思う者はそれを失い、私のために自分の命を失う者はそれを救うのです。
For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it.
このところから理解できること、それは、まあ、前者の自分の命を救おうと思い、それを失う人とは自分を捨てない、自分の十字架を負わない人、つまり主についていかない人のことですね。
So what we can see from this verse is that those who are trying to save their lives are then going to lose it. But these people are those who are not taking up their cross, who are not denying themselves, who are not following after the Lord.
そして後者、その後の主のために自分の命を失うことでそれを救う人、それが自分を捨て自分の十字架を追って主についていく人です。
But whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. These people are those who are denying themselves, who are taking up their cross, who are following after Jesus Christ.
ということは、自分を捨てるとは、自分の命を救おうとする。自分で自分の命を救おうとすることをやめる。またそれをこう諦めるというふうに理解できると思うんです。
So I think then we can understand denying ourselves as meaning... to stop trying to save our own lives, to give up on saving ourselves.
もっと言うならば、自分が自分の命を救う救い主になるのをやめる。まあ、もちろん私たち自分のことを救い主とは言わないんですが、でも実際に自分の命を救おうとする救い主になることをやめるということです。
That is to say, we should stop trying to become our own savior, to take the place of God. No, we won't actually come out and say that, you know, I'm the savior, I'm...going to save myself, but we act like it sometimes. Instead, we need to stop doing that. We need to recognize that we can't become our own savior.
私はこの点で長い間思い違いをしていたように今思うとそのように思います。
And when looking back, I think that on this passage, there were aspects of it that I was understanding in an incorrect way.
というのも以前の私は主に従いゆく歩みを自分自身のその頑張りや努力その力で行うものかのように考えていたからです。
And this was because I had ideas that following after the Lord was something, being obedient to Him was something that I had to do on my own strength, based on my own effort.
もちろんその救いのことは分かっているつもりでしたし、聖霊と御言葉の力を信じていました。
And, but at the same time, I thought that I understood salvation and I believed in the power of the Holy Spirit and the scriptures.
でも私がという部分が中心であったわけです。
But looking back, my focus was on what I was doing, on myself, at that time.
Okay. ですから自分で良い働きをできたと思ったら自分を誇る。 でも自分でああダメだなついていけてない一緒に喜ばれないと思ったら、自分を責めて落ち込んでしまうわけです。
So when I thought that I was being obedient, when I was doing something good for the Lord, I would become proud and boast in what I had done. And when I failed, when I wasn't obedient, when I wasn't able to follow God, I would be really disappointed in myself.
そのどちらにしてもいつも戻ってくるのは私自身ですね。
And in either case, the focus was always on what I was doing, on myself.
でもそれが罪の力です。その罪の力、自分に戻ってくること、私がしたとかできなかったとか、私というところがその罪の力であり、そのようにして自分中心を、自分自身を中心として生き続けるならば、誰もキリストについていくことはせず、結果命を失うことになる。
But that's really the power of sin to drag us in, to focus on ourselves, to make ourselves bigger in our hearts. And if we continue to live in a way where we're the center of our hearts, where we're trying to control everything, where everything depends on us, then we won't be able to follow Jesus Christ. And by result, then we won't be able to save our lives.
ただその罪の力、その自己中心性から私たちは自分を救えない。
But the fact is that we can't save ourselves from our selfish nature.
またそれはお金や仕事や知識や経験、人間関係、持ち物といったものを持ってきてもどうすることもできません。
We can't do anything about it by getting more money, by working harder, by becoming more wise, by gaining experience. We can't. There's no human relationship that can change that. There's no possession that can cure us of this fact.
そこから私たちを救うことができるのはただお一人神のキリストイエス様だけですね。
The only one who can save us from the power of sin is the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
ですからイエス様は続く25節でこのようにおっしゃいました。
And so Jesus continues then in verse 25 saying,
人はたとえ全世界を手に入れても自分自身を失い損じたら何の得がありましょう。
For what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses or forfeits himself?
たとえ全世界を手に入れることができても、最も大切な命を、自分の命を失ったら、そこに何の得、意味がありますか。
Even if we were able to gain the whole world, to get everything that we wanted, if we were to lose our lives in the process, then what is the point?
私たちは自分で自分の命を救うことはできないと、そのことを認めずして、本当の意味でイエス様についていくことはできないですね。
Again, it is really impossible for us to follow Jesus Christ, to follow the Lord, if we don't give up on being our own Savior and controlling our own lives.
では、主がもう一つのこととして言われた自分の十字架を追うとはどういうことでしょう。
And then going back to the other thing that Jesus is saying, to take up your cross, what does that mean?
この当時誰が十字架を追いましたか
In the time of Jesus, who was it that bore a cross?
それは十字架刑を処せられた犯罪人たちですね。
It was only those who were convicted to death and who were going to die on the cross.
つまり死に値する罪人が自分の十字架を負わされた。その追いたい追いたくない関わらず自分の十字架を負わされました。
So it was these criminals who were judged guilty and worthy of death.Who were forced? It was not, you know, it's not. I want to bear the cross. I don't want to bear the cross. No, they were forced to bear their cross.
で、イエス様をして、今日の私たちを含むすべての人に自分の十字架を負ってと言われるとき、それはどういうことでしょう
？So then, when Jesus says to us, even in this day and age, when he says, "Take up your cross," and what does he mean?
それは私たちをして自分が十字架を負うべき存在であることつまり神様の前にこの義なるお方の前に裁きを受けて死と滅びに至る罪人であることを認めるということではないでしょうか。
I believe that he is telling us that we need to recognize that we are sinners, that we are in the presence of the holy God, we are judged and found worthy of the punishment of death.
このルカのここのところでは日々という言葉がありますから、私たちは日々主の前に自分が十字架を負うものであることを自覚する必要があります。
And Luke uses the word daily when talking about taking up our cross. So we need to do this each day. Every day we have to wake up and take up our cross and recognize that we are sinners in the eyes of God.
これは聖書が教えるところですが、私たちは罪人であるゆえに、自分で自分の命を救えない。
And the scriptures teach us that because we are sinners, we are unable to save our own lives.
ではそのようにして自分で自分を救おうとするのを諦めて、自分を死にゆく罪人であることを認めて主についていくときに私たちはどのようにして自分の命を救うでしょうか。
So then, if we give up on saving ourselves, becoming our own saviors, if we recognize that we are sinners, condemned to death, and then we make the decision to follow after the Lord, what comes next? How do we save our lives?
それは私たち自身、あなたが十字架を追っているあなたが、自分の罪ゆえに十字架にかけられ死に至ることによってですか？
Do you save your own lives by dying on that cross? By trying again to save yourself?
違いますよね。私たちではなくて、その先に見えるのは神のキリストであるイエス様が私の代わり、あなたの代わりに苦しまれ、十字架にかけられ、贖いの死を成し遂げてくださったその姿ですね。
Now, once we take up our cross and follow Jesus Christ, we come to the point where we see Jesus himself on the cross in our place, and it is by his death, by his sacrifice, that we are able to receive salvation.
イエス様はご自分が受けた苦しみとその死によって私たちを許し、また死より蘇られることで私たちに永遠の命を与えてくださいました。
Jesus, by his death on the cross, provided a path to forgiveness for us, and through his resurrection, provided a promise of eternal life to us.
またこれから信じるすべての人に主は与えてくださいます。
And this is something that is given to all people, even those who have not. Sorry, this is something that will be given to all those who believe in Jesus Christ.
26節を見てください。
Let's take a look at verse 26.
もし誰でも私と私の言葉を恥と思うなら、人の子も自分と父と聖なる御使いとの栄光を帯びてくるときには、そのような人のことを恥とします。
For whoever is ashamed of me and of my words, of him will the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes in his glory and the glory of the Father and of the holy angels.
この言葉は一見冷たく聞こえるかもしれません。
And this may sound rather harsh, perhaps a bit cold.
でもイエス様がこのように言われるのは、主についていく者は、イエス様とこのイエス様の言葉を恥と思うことがない。いいのを前提としているからですよね。そんなはずがない。
But the reason why you can say this is because those who follow after Jesus should never be ashamed of his words. That's the foundation. So, if you are ashamed, then you aren't following after the Lord.
つまりイエス様の十字架のその苦しみ、イエス様がその十字架を通して成し遂げられた死、そしてそこから蘇られた復活、そのイエス様を神のキリストだ。それをもってイエス様こそキリスト救い主と信じる人はイエス様とのこの交わり愛と信頼の親密な関係に入れられるので主の素晴らしさをいよいよ知るようになります。
That is to say that the people who believe in Jesus Christ, who have accepted his death and resurrection as the path for their salvation, who have believed that he is the Christ of God, will be entered into a relationship with Jesus Christ, and through that relationship, a relationship of love, trust, and faith, through that relationship and the power of the Holy Spirit, we come to know how wonderful Jesus is, and there's no reason to be ashamed of him.
もう一度言いますが、イエス様についていくならば、私たちは主の素晴らしさ、主のいろんなことありますよ。でも、その中を通して主は共にいてくださることで、主の素晴らしさをいよいよ知るようになる。
Again, when we believe in Jesus Christ, when we have a relationship with him, there's going to be many things, trials and challenges that we'll experience. But in spite of those difficulties, that relationship will allow us to see his greatness, how wonderful he is, and allow us to grow in faith in him.
ですからイエス様とここでイエス様とイエス様の言葉と恥と思う人、その人は本当の意味ではイエス様をキリストとして信じていないと考えた方がいいでしょう。
So then when we look again at verse 26 and what Jesus is saying about being ashamed of those who are ashamed of him, we need to understand that those who are ashamed of Jesus Christ, who do not truly believe in him, they are not truly following him.
ただこの時の弟子たちが主の言葉を理解していなかったように、誰も最初から主がこの神のキリストであることを深く理解している人はいません。
But just as the disciples were unable to understand what Jesus was trying to tell them, there's no one who has a true, deep understanding of Jesus being the Christ, from the very first moment they believe.
でもそこに福音が語られ、また私たちも持てる限り、自分の持てる限りの信仰を持って主に応答するならば、主はご自身の御霊、ご自身の御言葉を通して私たちにご自身を主が表してくださいます。
But as we continue to hear the gospel as it is preached around us, and as we respond to the words of the Lord that we hear, the Lord will reveal himself to us. He will draw near to us and help us to understand him more.
このリレーションシップですよね。このイエス様との関係において、イエス様が分かれば分かるほど、私たちにとってこのお方、またこのお方の御言葉はかけがえのないものとなっていくはずですよね。
And as we enter into this relationship, as we continue in this relationship, and we continue to study the word of God, which has power to reveal the Lord to us, when we draw near to God, thenWe should come to a deeper and deeper understanding. The Lord should be working in our hearts.
もちろん私たちには欠けや足りなさがあるので、この世にあっては、この世にあってはイエス様とその救いの素晴らしさを完全に知り尽くすことはできません。
But of course, we are humans. We are flawed beings. And so, during our time in this world, it is going to be impossible for us to come to a full and complete understanding of our Lord.
でも私たちのために今日もこのコミュニオンをしますけれども、その体を裂かれてくださった、また血を流してくださった主は、自分で自分の命を救うことを諦めて、ギブアップして、日々自分が罪人であることを覚えて、ご自分についてくる全ての人を、たとえその信仰がからし種ほどであったとしても、そのついてくる、自分についてくるその人を、終わりの日の神の裁きから救ってくださいます。
But today, as we are partaking communion, we're going to remember that Jesus offered his body, which was broken for us, and shed his blood for us. He's going to lead those who have given up on becoming their own savior, who have made the decision to follow after him, to deny themselves and to take up their cross. The Lord will lead these people who have faith in him all the way until the end of times, and take them before the Father God at the time of judgment, where he will intercede for us, and heWe'll say that our sins have been forgiven.
私たちは主によって救われましたし、今日も救われ続けるし、その救いはやがての日、主によって完成させられ、されます。
And so the Lord is saving, has saved us. He is still saving us today, and he is going to continue that salvation until it comes to its good end.
そのためにこそ、だからこそイエス様は救い主として私たちのもとに来てくださいました。
And that is the reason why Jesus Christ came to this world, to be our Savior.
いかがでしょうか。今日あなたは自分を捨て、日々自分の十字架を追い、そしてこの神のキリスト、救い主であるお方について行っておられますか。
So today, are you denying yourself? Are you taking up your cross? Are you following the Lord Jesus Christ?
自分の命を救おうと思う者はそれを失い、私のため、イエス様のために自分の命を失う者はそれを救うのです。
For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for Jesus' sake will save it.
私についてきなさい、そして命を得ようと、今日も主はあなたを招いておられます。
The Lord is inviting us today, follow after me and then you will receive life.
このお方について行かせていただこうではありませんか。
Let us follow him together.
お祈りしましょう。
Let's pray.
愛する天のお父様。
Our heavenly Father.
あなたの素晴らしい名を崇めます。
We praise your wonderful name.
私たちの罪のためにイエス様を使わせてくださりありがとうございます。
We thank you that you sent your Son Jesus Christ for the sake of sinners such as us.
イエス様が私たちのために苦しみ、捨てられ十字架にかかり、その贖いの死を成し遂げてくださったこと、また3日目によみがえられたことを感謝します。
And Lord, we give thanks for the fact that Jesus suffered for our sake, that he was denied by his people, that he hung on the cross and died a death for our redemption, and also for the fact that after 3 days he rose again.
私たちは誰もあなたの愛を受けるにふさわしいものはいません。
There's not one among us who is worthy of receiving your love.
でもあなたがご自身の素晴らしさのゆえに、私たちを愛し憐れみ、ご自身の恵みによって、私たちを救い神の子供としてくださったゆえに、今日私たちはこの救い主イエス様を通してあなたをアバ父と呼ぶことができます。
But Lord, it is through your will, through your greatness that you have had mercy on us sinners, that you have poured out your grace upon us, that through your Son we might today be able to look up to you and call you Abba Father.
そのことに主よ、あなたに感謝し、皆をあがめます。
And Lord, so we give you thanks and we praise your name. We give you honor today.
ここにおられるお一人一人が、主を救い主と告白し、いよいよその確信が強められることで、最後までイエス様だけを頼みとし、このお方についていくものでありますように。
And Lord, we pray for your strength, your leading, that each person here who confesses that Jesus is Lord would continue in that relationship, would come to know you more deeply, and would walk their path with you to the very end.
主の御名によって祈ります。
And pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.